Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Okay, welcome to the very first edition of our bonus episodes.
Unveiled.
The name Unveiled was kind of born, despite what you think, because we're both kind of bridal bitches at this point now. It never was a wedding podcast, we promise. But it came as kind of a nod to like bloggers Unveiled. So we felt, why not get a little bit of tea here?
Yeah.
We love a little confession. We love a story. An anonymous one. Mm. Should always be kept in the vaults.
Always.
Except when we're reading it out on this podcast. We will never name you, we'll never shame
you. The names are for the vaults.
Yeah. So each Wednesday, our little bonus app is going to go out and it's just going to be different confessions. I'm like, cannot wait to do this because already some of the ones that we've got in are so gas. So yeah, you can send your confessions in to our Unveiled pod or Niamh's Instagram. Every Wednesday, yes. Look out for the confession box.
Oh yeah, do send them in to me. We're going to read out some of the confessions. I once signed up for a charity run just to get a free t-shirt.
I'm perplexed by that, because doesn't it just normally say like the Dublin Marathon or something, or like,
unless it was sponsored Flora. By a really cool artist, like maybe it was like Maser Art and he was sponsoring like the big pink run or the big paint breast cancer run, you know, all the paint that goes all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you know, mate, I hope it was something like that. Not like a little...
like Patagonia fleece or something. Maybe they were doing base camp. First.
Yeah.
Your secret's safe with us and I hope you enjoyed the t-shirt. One hungover Sunday while I was a broke college student, my mom forced me to go to mass. I had spent the 20 euros she'd given me on drink the night before and had nothing to get me through the week. Oh my God. So I swapped a tenner from the basket as it went around. What an entrepreneur.
Gas.
That's so clever. Sorry, it is.
Yeah.
This is what God would have wanted.
Of course.
When times are tough.
Absolutely. This one's hilarious. I pretended to have COVID to avoid a family dinner once with my boyfriend's family. They took it so hard that they made me take a COVID test and my boyfriend had to stay away from me for 24 hours.
Oh my until God.
Until I tested negative, and obviously I tested negative.
How convenient. So like, did she have to like look up a positive picture online or something?
Oh, I'd say she felt like she had the symptoms of COVID and was coming down with this. And it's like, oh, I better just be sure. But then they took it so serious to obviously make her do a test and then send a photo 24 hours later so they could release the boyfriend back home. That's gas.
That's so funny.
That's such a good idea.
Needs must. Bring back COVID, right? Now everyone would be like, that's grand.
That's grand. Yeah.
Okay. I slept with my boss's son and only realized when I saw a family photo on his desk in the office. Oh my God.
Oh.
It was a bit out there and I can't make eye contact with my boss now. Oh my God. That's wild.
I have a secret here. I'm not going to mention who it was, obviously. I used to work in a newsagents and sometimes we'd print out the wrong credit for the person. So whether they be O2 or Vodafone or Meteor. So we used to stick up the unwanted credit and then we'd have to sell it again. But sometimes the girls who were working in the shops would use, like, if say if it was Meteor and they were Meteor, they'd take the credit, and then sometimes the person would buy the credit and people wouldn't know and give them the credit that, but like someone would have taken their credit.
Oh my God. Girl, that's illegal. That's stealing.
I think it was only like a tenner.
I feel like breaking up with my boyfriend every time he has man flu, he is insufferable. I didn't send this in, but I wholeheartedly back it up. Do you not remember David was sick last week and we nearly went to war?
Oh yeah, the videos were gas.
Oh my God. So this is how I know when David isn't sick. He isn't really sick because he'll moan loads. And when he's actually sick, he won't moan.
Mm-hmm.
He kept standing in the hallway coughing, and like if I didn't react he'd cough again and he'd be like, my throat's really sore, and I'd be like, oh God, did you take anything? And he'd be like, no. And I'd be like, okay, maybe you should take and something. And he'd be like, yeah.
What's it with men not wanting to take medicine or supplements?
Then he was sending me memes about once women do childbirth, then they understand what it's like for a man to have a cold. And I was like, ha, David, so funny. So then by day three, I was like, I'm going to knock you out.
Yeah, they're insufferable. Men.
Oh my God. I actually lost with him, and then he's like, I just think you're being a bit mean. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I just think they're the opposite.
I was like, you have a blocked nose.
Yeah, like, it's so funny. Like, Jamie would be the same. Like, if he had, like, the man flu, like, obviously, this is actually an example. If he had the man flu, he'd sing the hymn sheet of, like, I'm so sick, yeah, I can't do this. But actually, when he was really sick, there wasn't a peep.
Exactly, because they don't have the energy. That's how I know. When David's quiet, like, it's like, I'll give him what he needs.
Yeah,
but when you're arsing around because you have a blocked nose, you won't take anything. You can go back to your mom. I'm sorry. I'm not dealing with that.
I had a one night stand, fell asleep in his bed after it fired so loud, I woke his mouth off. I've actually done that before with Jamie. I've woke him up with my fart. But not by the sound.
Oh, gross.
Really upset tummy.
Did you never blame it on Lulu, no?
Oh, no. You can never blame her.
Sorry.
Ever.
Okay, I pretend to be asleep but my child comes in to get water during the night. Oh my God. My husband goes down every night to do it and doesn't understand why I wake up for other things but always sleep through it. Clueless man. Love it. Long may it last.
Long may it last. I broke a new TV that my boyfriend bought for our room while trying to be a DIY girly. Fair. I went out and bought a new one that night and he's none the wiser. I actually did that to Jamie's runners one time. I put them in a wash, which I thought was a whitewash, and they went pink. Like, everything went pink, to be fair. And I just had to go out and buy him a new pair of runners. I just couldn't face.
Oh, really?
But do you want to know why, though? Because I challenge him on the daily with the way he washes clothes, and he doesn't do them right.
Yeah, you've aired him out here a couple of times.
Yeah. And I'm just like, he just never washes clothes properly. So I just didn't want to give him the opportunity. Oh, yeah, to be like, no. Oh, yeah. The washing, isn't it?
That was
like,
the best money he ever spent.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. There was no way.
Actually,
he'd still hold it over me. Like, oh, but you remember that time you made my runners pink?
Thank God he doesn't listen. I do remember one time I punctured the car when I went to go get me and David coffee.
You what?
I punctured the wheel of the car, but like I didn't have a clue. I was like driving home like I was driving a wagon. Do you know what I mean? But like, it was like, I'm just a girl. I hadn't a clue. And then like we were driving for a bit and he's like, fuck. He's like, I think I punctured the car. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, was the car bad earlier when you were driving? I was like, no, it was perfect. Literally, like,
no.
Boom, 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 like a monster truck going through my thing.
How did you just puncture the wheel?
Oh, God only knows. You've been in the car with me.
Oh, yeah, you need a helmet in that car. Buckle in, guys. Oh, stop.
Yeah, and look, we confess something there too to our fellas that don't listen anymore, see?
I was trying to think, do I have any real confessions and secrets? But I can't hold my piss, everyone knows my information.
Yeah, you spewed your guts on here already.
Yeah, I spewed all my guts on here already.
Yeah.
I was asking, like, was there anything else? But I feel like I've told some different stories before.
I'm sure they'll come. We're basically like our first day back to school, you know?
We're learning again.
Yeah, we're warming back up. But you've carried us through that episode, so please keep your confessions coming. They were perfect.
Thanks so much for listening. And do send us in your confessions and secrets now. I'm going to put up a confession box every week. We would love to hear you. If there's any even dilemmas or anything at all, pop it in that box. Obviously anonymous for the vaults. And this episode will be out every Wednesday. And don't forget about our main episode that'll be out on Mondays. And this is brought to you by Go Loud. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Love yous. Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.